Yes, Mr. Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and Academic Library buildings.
The first item is approval of the previous meeting's minutes. Do I hear a motion on approval of the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.
I think we have an information item from Human Resources, from Dr. Mitchell.
Good morning, trustees.
Good morning.
President Watson. My report will be very brief. Human Resources is still working on talent management initiatives, one being that we will roll out in the next couple of months an electronic job description database, which would allow employees and supervisors to one look and verify and approve in accordance with all the federal and state laws, as well as the state university civil service system. So over the next few months, we will be rolling out that particular initiative. In addition, we are at the very tail end of our web time entry phase rollout, which included rolling it out to faculty effective January 16th of 2013. In this phased approach, we will be addressing two audit findings, one being the time sheet audit finding that we have received repeatedly. The second will be compensated absences. In order for us to automate the compensated absences, we would have to have full utilization of the web time entry program. And so once we have finished rolling it out, which we are at the tail end, we will be able to address both audit findings.
Are there any questions from the board? Hearing none, we'll move into the governmental affairs update. Ms. Muskinen.
Good morning, Board of Trustees. My name is Farah Muskinen, Director of Intergovernmental Affairs. We've already mentioned the switchgear amount of $6.5 million that was put in the supplemental appropriation bill that passed in February. In that bill, we were also able to reinstate the grant to the College of Pharmacy of $307,000. It was a collective effort and a very positive legislative direction for the university. We were the only university that received funds in the supplemental. So we're very proud of that accomplishment, and we have talked about having legislative champions, and I have to commend Senator Trotter and Senator Maddie Hunter and Representative Riley, who really helped push this along in Springfield. It took a big push, but we were able to get it done. The next thing on my list of things to discuss with you, or just really for your review and just to keep you up to date on what's going on. As you know, there's significant debate in the state legislature around conceal and carry. The legislature must pass some sort of bill to allow conceal and carry by June 8th. And obviously, the universities and community college have a big stake in this debate. The initial legislation that has been put forward provided a complete exemption to universities. At this current time, it's still being negotiated. The second proposal on the table is to allow each particular university and community college to develop their own policy towards community colleges. Now, there's some pushback on that particular proposal because it just creates an environment of inconsistency, because what we may do will be completely different than what Western Illinois or Southern Illinois may want to propose. So we are pushing back. We prefer the initial proposal, which would be a full exemption. But please note that we are very engaged in this debate. The general counsel at NIU is leading this discussion on behalf of universities. We meet weekly to discuss all items that affect higher ed. So we are definitely engaged, and we are definitely a part of this conversation. The next thing I want to bring to your attention is pensions. Pensions is awful, to say the least. The debate is going on consistently on a daily basis in Springfield. And to be quite honest with you, I don't know what's going to come about in terms of what the resolution is going to be on this issue. The state is looking, as you know, at a $90 billion liability for pensions. What I can tell you is that whatever solution the legislature comes up with, it more likely than not would include a cost shift for universities. What that means is that the university will more likely than not have to pick up the employee piece. The last negotiation had that amount at 0.5% of payroll. So what that means for the university is approximately $350,000 a year. It is my understanding that we are accounting for that in our budget process. But it's something that I would like the board to be mindful of, because it's an added expense to the board, that to the university, that we didn't have prior. The next thing that I would like to discuss is the budget. I have submitted a budget proposal to the both House and Senate budget staffers. And what our strategy is to see if they will use our FY11 budget appropriation, which is approximately $39 million. And the reason for that is that the last two fiscal years, we've had a significant more decrease in our state appropriation than other state universities. So we have pushed this ball forward in saying that this is the number that we're going for. As VP Meeks mentioned in his, the governor proposed our particular appropriation for $34 million. That is a significant reduction. And as he also pointed out, the governor's proposal is just that, a proposal. So we are going to be constantly working with the Senate appropriators, the House appropriators, and the governor's office, because these cuts are drastic. And the students here will feel this cut. And just know that we are pushing back and we were fighting. We may not hit the number that we're looking for, but $34 million is really tough for us to swallow. Yes. The next thing that I'd like to discuss with you is gaming. We have instituted a strategy to obtain our gaming funds. It's 2% of the 10th license. And unfortunately, on Wednesday, the Senate proposed a gaming bill that would provide a Chicago casino and three other casinos across the state. This bill is 550 pages long. On page 480 of that bill, it deleted our appropriation for the 2% gaming funds. Fortunately, we saw it, and we brought it to the Senate Executives Committee, and Senator Maddie Hunter and Senator Dottie Trotter helped us block it. If that bill had passed, we would have lost that 2% that President Jones ensured that we receive. So we are pushing back and we are fighting. Yes. And we have a commitment that they will put that language back in the bill and they will not remove it. We're talking for $8 million annually, potentially, for the university. So this will be a high priority, and we will definitely have our guard up on this issue in Springfield. Lastly, what I want to bring your attention, and this ties to what VP Meeks and Mr. Pinkleton discussed in terms of the food vendor. We have initiated a proposal, a bill that's sponsored by Senator Lightford, which would allow for sale of alcohol at non-student related events on campus. It's an amendment to the Liquor Control Act of 1934. We took the exact same language used by Illinois State University, Northern Illinois University, and the University of Illinois. So we're not really doing anything that any other university has had. Now, what the legislation calls for is for the board to enact a policy 6 months after passage. This is 6 months after it's signed by the governor. And so we will work with council to present something to the board that would set the parameters in which alcohol can be sold at non-student related events on campus. Just to give you an idea, we're talking about concerts, conferences, and other things of that nature that we host on campus. Okay, just to give you a little context. The last thing that I'd like to mention to you is our minority internship program. which has been very successful. I've mentioned to you that we have a student, a senior, who will be graduating in May, who's currently interning in Senator Durbin's office. I'm happy to report to you that she has been promoted. She is now the head intern in his office. Lastly, I'd like to mention another student, William Jones, who I believe is a junior, who is interning in Senator Lightford's office. And she brought him to Springfield in January to participate in the Senate swearing-in ceremony. So I just want to bring those accomplishments to you. The students are having an amazing experience interning in this legislative offices, and it's helping just build the relationships that we need with our legislators. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, and we appreciate your diligence in reading all 500 pages of that bill. We're not going to go forward on the action item regarding our Washington lobbyists?
No, at this time, it is my recommendation that we conclude the procurement process first, and after we conclude that, we bring the resolution to the board. Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
No questions.
Thank you.
At this time, according to the Open Meetings Act, we'll take public comment limited to 2 minutes and hopefully to the subject that was the subject matter of this committee.
Thank you. I am Mrs. Thelma Janae Johnson Alexander Tucson, because I'm a short-term missionary to Haiti for more than 40 years. 5623 Lafayette is where I was born 74 years ago. That's in the community of Inglewood, the same community that Dr. Wayne Watson was born in. And we pride ourselves coming from Inglewood and doing the best for black peoples over the world. So I want to thank you for the pharmaceutical department that was established by Dr. Wayne Watson. And those of you sitting up there that don't know about IGA, Fair Neighborhood, and I'm a Baptist pastor's daughter, four generations. I'm the first person that started a revolution. Okay, I had a sit in there. I'm the black that integrated the lunch counters in 1961. I was a student leader there. I'm Pastor Jeremiah White's friend of 50 years. I want you to know that Dr. Wayne Watson is our president. He's going to remain our president. So we want you to serve notice that we need you to do whatever you need to do, okay? Because I don't normally have to head things at your door, whatever. I want you to come to know that man of God, all right? Because I know his father and all like that. We work together, the faith community of Saints Abide and all like that. It goes on and on and on. I love you. National Action Network, all of these things, okay? The first black that ate. I was there with Reverend Al Sharpton. I'm here, it's Amen Corner, okay? I'm the one that walked 5 days last week. You wouldn't be sitting up there if it weren't for me. So I want all of y'all to take note that I love you. I'm Mama T. That loveth thee from WBON and all over the world. Hallelujah! Mama G, that loveth thee. And I'm not a closet Christian. I stand for Jesus everywhere I go. Hallelujah. Dr. Wayne Watson is our president. So just put that in the pipe and smoke. He's not retiring. In Jesus' name, it is done.
My name is Gerald Shen. I'm a graduate student in history here at Chicago State University. Monday before last in the Chicago Tribune, Chicago Sun-Times, apparently an agreement had been made between the board and the current president on the terms of his leaving on a sabbatical for a year. No decision was ever formalized last Friday. There seemed to be a fair amount of pushback from a fair number of Southside politicians, which verifies one of the arguments that some of us that are critical of the way the school has been run for quite a few years have been making, and that is that the school is way too beholden to corrupt Southside politics. One of those politicians showed up and said he was going to rescind a $200,000 gift from the school. Now, I don't have $200,000 laying around, but there's about 6,000 students at the school. Do the division, it works out to about $34 a student. I'll make the check today, payable, Chicago State University, the Just Go Away Fund, okay? You can try to appease people that try to bluster, that try to threaten, that try to whatever, if you go back on the agreement that you reach with the president. But you find that those who want you to appease, like Hitler in the 30s, they always want more. The blackmail never ends. So you have a choice when you come back this afternoon, okay, when the full board meets. You can either be Neville Chamberlain in the 1930s, and you can empower those who would threaten you. Or you can be Winston Churchill in the 1940s, and you can stand up for what is right and fight for this school as you're supposed to as the Board of Trustees. Thank you much.
Good afternoon. Good morning. My name is Mark Allen, a 40-year activist, grassroots activist in this community, doing things for over 40 years on a local, state, and national level. I heard someone mention earlier about how people perceive an institution on how you perceive that leadership. And for over 40 years, I see former Representative Young, he knows our history, Brother Neal and others. A lot of you up here benefit today from these nameless, faceless people like myself who marched a long time ago to help create the additions to this university when it's not more just a K building. But here we are today. I'm very concerned as a community. Some things I don't like when I hear about Chicago State University. What I don't like is to say you're having an executive session, and before the executive session is over, it's already in the Sun Times. That ain't no closed door. I don't like leaks about people's personnel information on the front page of the Sun Times from a PR firm that ain't got no roots in this community, don't know this community, and ain't gonna stand for you using this university and our dollars to attack one of the strongest leaders we've had in this community. So in my 40 years of work on a local, state, and national level, I cannot ever remember a time when Wayne Watson wasn't there on the good days and bad days, and you ought to be there to lift him up and not tear him down. So from a public relations standpoint, the community is here to fight. So I know you got a big PR firm doing that thing. I know PR too, and I know organizing too. But I'm not gonna stand here as a community and let you tear this man down when you should be lifting him up. And I'm just one man with one opinion, with just one voice, and I thank you.
Good morning, my name is Gabrielle Toth, and I'm an associate professor here at Chicago State University. Many people have spoken very passionately. I'm going to speak about something not as exciting, namely web time entry. I'm not going to get into some of the philosophical issues I have with web time entry, including my question as to why administrators at the various highest levels of this institution are also compelled to record their time and clock in. But I want to talk about some of the practical matters. I recall hearing about this first about a year ago, and as indicated in the report, it was rolled out this January, even though all that time had been spent on discussing it and training us how to use the system and the like. A number of questions, I believe, were not addressed adequately. For example, though I'm a faculty member, I am a 12-month faculty member, and I'm a librarian, so I don't teach four classes every two semesters and, you know, have a 9-month contract. I work 12 months, and I have a different schedule. I also get vacation days as such, and of course I get sick days. I have not had an accounting of my sick or vacation days since June 30th of 2009, and I would like to know how many I have. I have an idea, but it would be nice to have an official notation of them. In addition, when we first attempted to use the web time entry system, my system did not indicate who my supervisor was, who would be the person approving my hours. As I learned in my state-mandated ethics training in the fall, there are huge ethics violations with somebody other than my actual supervisor approving my time. So I did not want to comply for that reason. I actually have a lot of faith in the integrity of most of the people who work here at Chicago State. I wasn't truly concerned with somebody inappropriately signing off my time. Nonetheless, that's not the kind of mistake, I think, that should be made when a system has been long in coming. It was not clear how we would record
time.
Vacation days, sick days, and I wish that these things would be better attended to. Thank you.
Beautiful. Good morning, Board.
Good morning.
Dr. Watson. My name is Pastor J. Leon Thorne, Pastor St. James AME Church at 92nd and Lafayette, overlooking the Dan Ryan Expressway. 101-year-old institution who was welcoming, was really happy when Chicago State came into this part of the neighborhood, and we are grateful that it is here. We also are grateful that we have the leadership of Dr. Watson as Rise, because I love what he has done for the community, what he is doing for the community, what he has given to us as pastors and members of the community to make this the kind of community that we are proud to be a part of. I am concerned that in hearing that something is going on that would not allow him to continue his term, and it bothers me. I think it is premature, ill-advised, overreactive, and suspiciously timed. I'm concerned that at this time, while we are fought so valiantly to have a black president,
yes,
that we here today having to fight to keep this president in this position. I am concerned, especially after the Higher Learning Commission of North Central Association of Colleges and Schools has given such a raving report and accreditation. I think that...
Time.
Thank you. But I am concerned, and I would like to say in conclusion that I hope it is not because of some other things that are going on here to get him out of the way. It would be a shame. And I would be embarrassed to be a part of a community that would do that to a man like that. Thank you.
Good afternoon again, board, attendees, and president. Again, my name is Alejandro Rodriguez. I spoke last week in front of the board and mentioned my my feelings for Dr. Watson. And this week, I want to let you guys know how I feel about what the faculty and some of my student body and some of the community representatives who are adversarially attacking the school in general and President Watson. I feel that your negative activity is affecting my ability to be proactive, and not only me, but my community, my school, my campus. My students, we shouldn't be focused on this negative energy. The faculty that has been putting these attacks, what's in my head is this Orwellian comment that some professor made on the Chicago Sun-Times that's out today. This is so negative, which that makes no sense. You could be more proactive. President Watson has only been here for a few years. These faculty that are consistently attacking our school have had the chance to be more proactive. They have the chance, just like a small business owner who does a good job and gets more customers by word of mouth, they could pick up more students in this campus if they were to be more positive and do more of their positive work.
My name is Albert D. Tyson III. I'm the presiding elder of the North District of the Chicago Conference of the African Methodist Episcopal Church. I have supervisory responsibility for 19 churches in the Chicago area. I'm here today to offer my support for Dr. Watson in his tenure as president of Chicago State University. The school has undergone a tremendous amount of turnaround, and it's curious to me that after having done all the good that he has done and provided the programs that not only have met the needs of the students but have been representative of this community, that now this board seems to want to remove him from the presidency. It's an odd occurrence that a man who's done a good job, who's promoted the causes of the university, who's lifted the university's images in the eyes of the community, now with the school year not even over, is offering by the board to have his contract terminated. I'm curious about what other undercurrents there are that go on. And I know these are not times for personal attacks, but it would be wonderful if those who have personal issues would take the opportunity to lay those issues out on the table so that the community can understand what it is that your issues are. I would hope that you would not make any hasty move and remove from our community someone who has not only advocated for this institution, but been an advocate for our community as well. The scripture tells a story of a group of men who sat outside a building and a wall wanting to know, why sit we here until we die? This community is wondering the same thing. We're grateful that you have provided for us the leadership of Dr. Wayne Watson, and we do not want to die without having said something on behalf of him and the university that so many of our members and our constituents love
Time.
And look forward to continuing to work with. Thank you.
Amen.
Hey, hello. My name is Anastasia Dawkins. I'm currently a student at Chicago State University. I'm a junior, and I'll be graduating within a year. Okay. What I wanted to talk about is when I first came to Chicago State, it was to be enlightened and possibly get a job and focus on academia. What I've come to learn is that the image of our school is defiled. And that's going to place, how do I say this? That's going to place an issue within me trying to find a job and better myself. That's not the only reason I go to school, but I'm realistic. This is an investment, okay? My issue is going to a workplace and them looking at me as if I did something wrong when I did nothing. I come to class every day. I live in Rosemont. That's 2 hours away on public transportation. I'm dedicated. Okay? Now, what I want to ask you all, and I haven't heard anyone else ask this, and this is not selfish, this is just being realistic. What is going to be done about our image? Who's going to help us? Because at the end of the day, you all are going to have your jobs, you're going to be the board. But me, I'm going to have to find my place. And no one's speaking for that. And that's your job, to help me. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Pancho McFarland, Associate Professor of Sociology here at Chicago State. I've been here 8 years, full disclosure. And I'm really excited that a lot of community folks are here showing interest in what we're doing in Chicago State. I am so happy. I'm so happy to see you here. And what our job is to do is to help inform the community about what is happening at Chicago State. And I think it's really important when we come to speak, we know what is happening here at Chicago State. Certainly, we have an image problem, as a young man said earlier. We certainly have an image problem, but it's not because the faculty decided to point out the misdeeds of our president. The reason we have an image problem is because of the misdeeds of our president. Should we sit by and just let it happen, or do we speak up? Right. We decided to speak up. We decided to investigate. We didn't start talking about these things until we knew what was happening. And if you are interested in what is going on at Chicago State, not just what you see in the papers, because they're damn near always wrong. Sorry, press. You're almost always wrong. Almost always. But really read and find out what's going on. Talk to people here, not just administrators, not just to preachers and politicians, but talking to people on this campus, faculty, students, and staff, and find out what is going on and why we are upset. Why we're having this meeting today to consider the fate of Wayne Watson. Right? Learn. Figure it out. I think the board has done that already, and they will, in the end, make the right decision. Thank you.
Good morning. Name is Pastor Roosevelt Watkins. I'm Senior Pastor of Bethlehem Star Church, 9231 South Cottage Grove. Also President of Pastors United for Change. Stand here today, rise in support of Dr. Wayne Watson. I'm in receipt of a flyer that's going around that's saying why Watson must go. Today, we stand as clergy to say why Watson must stay. Spring 2013 university enrollment down 18% for the fall 2010. Across this nation, we have seen enrollment down. University of Illinois, freshman enrollment down by 75%. The state of Georgia, numbers are down. And so when we look at the numbers are down across the board. We stand here because Dr. Watson has done something that we have not seen fostered at this university in a long time, as it relates to the relationship with this university and the community. We have after school programs that never had the university embrace. Under the leadership of Dr. Watson, we have after-school programs where students are coming, assisting our students in mentoring them. Yeah. We're excited about the work that he does here at the university. And so we're puzzled, we're baffled, we're distraught by the mere image of the ouster of Dr. Wayne Watson. And so we ask that you will carefully reconsider any decisions or any ideas that you may have, any misconceived notion to remove Dr. Time. Wayne Watson, who has been a pillar, not just at this university, but in the city of Chicago. And so to remove him at this time would be an injustice. It would be bringing instability to a university. Not only do I stand as a pastor, but also a former student here of Chicago State University. Also, my wife is a graduate of Chicago State University. And so I have relationships with this university, and we want to maintain those relationships. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jermaine Perry. For the record, I am a transfer second semester freshman here, and my major is political science. The reason why I'm here to speak on behalf of the student body, because I think that's the reason within itself. There's a lack of representation of the people that make this university. The students encompass, they encompass, and I love the fact there are community members here. I'm not too pleased with the fact there's not enough student representation here. To find out what's really going on. I don't know of Mr. Watson at all to even judge him. And I don't really think as students, that's not what we come here for. I don't choose what university I want because of their president. I don't. So I have no real allegiance in terms of that. That's not my issue. That's higher administration. So my place to say is that in terms of the media, we need to make sure, like as a group, and in terms of our image, like the young lady stated earlier, that we work on repairing that together, that we work on continuing producing the most African Americans in the state of Illinois. I like to focus on the positives, and I believe we have the infrastructure to be international and still be a PBI. And with prestige, I should feel campus pride. And right now, I feel like campus pride is diminished and is divided. And it's not a superficial divide. I'm sure there's issues, like I said, they're above me. But I do want to congratulate all of us here, showing that we do care. Taking your stances as you will, but showing that you have the time to invest in this institution. So.
Time. Okay.
My name is Paul Gomberg. I teach philosophy at Chicago State. Okay. I started here in 1985, and I became tenure track in 1987. So I bring a good deal of experience at Chicago State. I'm here every day, working and in the classroom with the students during the semester. Before I taught at Chicago State, I taught at the University of Missouri-St. Louis for 7 years. So I have a comparison between what I regard as the racism at Chicago State, and let me be very clear what I mean by the racism at Chicago State. I think students and faculty at Chicago State are treated with less respect because it's a predominantly black university. I think the conditions in the classroom are less than they should be. I think our students are not allowed to enter the bookstore aisles to get their own textbooks. That is not right. I've never seen that at a mostly white school. They reserve that disrespect for black people. That's what I mean by racism here at Chicago State University. Now, people have talked about the image of Chicago State, and I think we need to be very clear what we want to say about that image. That image needs to be corrected by correcting the behavior that's coming from the leadership. There have been problems at Chicago State before. And when a student was beat up in the library in 1992, the administration said, don't raise this as an issue because it will make the university look bad. No.
Time.
Oh, okay, what? I'll let it go. Okay, I'll let it go with that.
My name is Dr. Conrad Worrell. And I've been a professor at the sister institution to this institution, Northeastern Illinois University, the Carruthers Center, for over 36 years. That's number one. Number two, I'm the chairman emeritus of the National Black United Front, which is an activist organization. And number three, I'm a friend and colleague of Dr. Wayne Watson, who I've worked with for over 40 years. But my history with Chicago State University goes back to Chicago Teachers College, Wilson Junior College, Parker High School, in the complex that led to the trajectory of the development of not only Chicago State University in the late 1960s, but Northeastern Illinois University on the north side. So I'm having difficulty understanding a board who would want to put out a president who's worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, since he became the president, to try to turn around an institution that was plagued with bureaucratic, administrative, and spiritual problems. And so, obviously, I support Dr. Wayne Watson. And, you know, I'm looking at the board. It's only one or two or three board members that I've ever seen in my life. And I've been in Chicago all of my life. And people making decisions, and we don't know anything about these people and where they come from and what their agenda raises a lot of questions for us.
This will be the last speaker. We will have public comment during the full board. So this is the last speaker at this time. 2 minutes.
Good afternoon, Reverend Jeanette Wilson. I am senior advisor to Reverend Jesse Jackson, the Rainbow Push Coalition. And I rise today because this is not the first time I've been at this university, nor is it the first time the community has been actively engaged in trying to move the university forward. I think that this board, in particular, has a unique challenge and opportunity. This institution has been in the media over the years in constant turmoil and transition. What you have now is an opportunity to figure out how it is you can create a win-win situation for the students who are challenged. This is not the fate of Wayne Watson. It is the fate of Chicago State. And this fate is in your hands. I wouldn't want to sit where you sit, because it's not a difficult decision that you must make. It's not easy. It's very difficult. And you must weigh this moment very carefully. It should not be based on some personal issues that any one of you have. What is really in the best interest of the school? Has Dr. Watson not moved this institution from where it was to where it is? Now, is it where it ought to be? Of course not. But you all have the power. We didn't pick you. You are here because of an appointment, which gives everyone some pause about what your real motives are. And I don't question them. Only you and God know what you are going to do and what you're thinking. And I'm saying to you, weigh the report from the Higher Learning Commission very carefully. They are objective. The comments of the students, at the end of the day, the students are here to graduate. We must make sure that this institution has the credentials that make it possible for them to be proud of the degrees that they receive. And so I would submit that moving the president at this moment in time is really not wise. And you must weigh that. And we will remember the decision. We're not going away. My mother graduated from here. I worked here as interim general counsel, so I know what you're dealing with. And this is not the first time. I hope it would be the last time, because I think we could work together to turn this institution around and its credibility. So I'll just ask you to think about that as you go into executive session.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn the legislative committee?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.